Welcome back to the Pure Slap Show.
Yo.
This is episode 4.
Quattro.
And today we got a special guest with us.
Who
Slim 400 in the building.
Hold up. In there.
Yes, sir. But before we get to that, there's something we got to talk about.
What's that? What's popping?
Some shit that's going on all across America right now.
This shit is crazy. Got it acting a fool.
Shit is getting torn apart.
Man,
shit's getting looted. Shit's getting burnt. Cop cars getting destroyed.
Issues getting pressed.
Shit is crazy.
It's out of control.
But I've seen the video and this shit is crazy.
I don't know how they did dude like that.
Man, that video is about 10 minutes long. And I mean, in the first couple minutes, man, he's already, I can't breathe, please.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like, I can't even imagine just someone sitting on my neck for that long and my arms and legs are held down.
Right. By three other dudes, though.
Yeah, there's like three cops total on him. One got his legs, one's on his hip, and the other one's on his neck.
Yeah.
And so it's not just the officer that was on his neck. They was all over this dude.
Holding him down, yeah.
And, you know, the first couple minutes, yeah, you know, he's just begging, like, you know, please, I can't breathe. And then
telling.
A few minutes after that, you know, he's asking for his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that point, that's, you know, for you to start calling for your mom, you know shit's not going well.
Yeah.
And about a minute after that, he goes silent.
Yeah. And then the cop still don't let off. He still just keeps his knee on him.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, they don't even care. They're getting recorded. And they don't even care to look down at the dude. Like, I don't think that cop looked at his face one time.
No. And then the folks was telling him, you know, I mean, that to get off of him, that he wasn't moving. He's not breathing and stuff. And all the cops is worried about is telling him to back up.
Yeah. That's right. The three officers that were on him. And then there was another cop standing up who could have just looked back and maybe controlled the situation a little better. Like, hey, man, it's good. I mean, what I don't get is, you know, what was the goal of that, of holding him down? Was it to get him in the cop car? Because at a point when he went lifeless, basically, or, you know, when he at least just passed out, why not just throw him in the cop car at that point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the goal of it all was, like, to get him arrested. Like, because one, you just got him handcuffed. Maybe you could just tie it, you know, how sometimes they do that. I forget what they call it, but they wrap your arms and legs together. If you're being that uncooperative, why not just do that?
Yeah.
Can you control it? Four police officers really not control the one guy who's just laid on his stomach on the floor?
Yeah, exactly. And didn't seem like he was resisting.
Yeah.
So, like, come on now.
So, I mean, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
And then
that's how you got all the looting.
Yep, and then I seen a picture of that officer that was holding him down, too, and I think it was taken off his social media, where he's wearing a hat that says, Make Whites Great Again.
Wow. So yep. Then it all comes back, and it all ties together.
Yeah.
Dude, I seen somewhere that the officer and George Floyd used to work together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, where they used to have they used to work together in the past.
The officer that was on his neck?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Yep. So,
and then another cop, or another thing that I seen, and I don't know how true it is and everything, but I just seen it just a minute ago, and it was a picture of a cop, like in his uniform, like side by side with the picture of this guy, and they looked very identical, and people were saying that this guy went into the police station after what he did, and what he did was dressed up in like full combat gear. None of it said police, though. It was just, like, head to toe and all black, got a helmet on, everything, gloves on, just, like, head to toe in gear, so you couldn't really see anything about the dude. And he was just going around inciting the riot, like, just breaking shit, setting shit on fire, and, like, you know, just,
what?
Like, getting people riled up and everything.
That's crazy. And so, I guess, like, all staged, and they have actors coming out to start stuff and get everybody started.
Yeah. So some shit like that. And then I don't know if you saw the other thing about the CNN reporters. You see that?
Yeah, how they got arrested?
Man.
Video? the producers and everybody got arrested.
I'm like, dog, I don't know what, I don't know the rules on reporting, but I've seen these dudes in war. I've seen them
in the middle of war.
All this shit.
I've seen them in locker rooms.
And these they're telling the cops, like, you know, where do you want us to stand and all that? And I don't hear the cops really saying anything.
And the cop lets them give their spill for a minute, too.
Yeah, the dude
they
is like...
They let them talk their stuff for a minute, and then they arrested him after, like, out of nowhere, like, when the camera wasn't on them.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, that shit, I'm like, man, that shit's crazy, but...
Yeah, it is all wild, though. It's crazy times right now, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone out there listening, just be careful.
Yeah, y'all be safe, especially with the COVID stuff going on right now. It's like I said, it's crazy times. Everybody be cool, be safe. You know, I mean, if you're going to protest, do what you got to do, but be safe, everybody.
Yeah, definitely be safe. Yeah, so on that note, let's go ahead and get straight into it then. We got Slim 400.
Holla!
Yes, sir. Mr. Ice Water.
About to be in the building.
Yep, so y'all go ahead and check out this interview. It was recorded on Instagram Live.
Jake back.
And if y'all want to catch the next interview live, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Pure Slap Show.
Yes, sir. Follow them.
There he is. Y'all been waiting. Slim 400. What's happening?
Man, you gonna get the mob? You gonna get the mob boogers on? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You gotta look handsome as your mama birthed you, boy, when you get on this motherfucking live. You see what I'm saying? This is a real motherfucking interview. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I feel it. I hear Kelly, you know, the barbershop's just open. I see you fresh with it.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, like, shit can't get right.
Feel it. Well, it's good to have you here with us. I mean,
appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. Let's get started. Talk to me. I'll talk back.
I'll talk.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, again, like, it's good to have you with us here, not just in the interview, but here with us, you know, here alive. I mean, you've been through some shit, man. You've been hit 11 times in your lifetime. That shit crazy. Not many people live to talk about that.
I'm blessed, but I'm going to tell you like I told the officer that put me on Compton a couple of weeks ago.
What's happening?
It went 11, it went 4, it went 5. It was 9 times. Curtis Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson. 9 times, but I know I did hear you talk about before.
You add me up.
Yeah, the 9 times at once, but I think you were saying before you was like 19 years old, something about hitting the on ramp and you got hit.
Okay. So you had them little two altogether. Right there. You had them little two.
Yeah. Okay, all time in your lifetime, you know, that's crazy. But I think 50 said it best when he said, you know, now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason. Because he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
Yeah, he did that. He tapped in with me too, like, man, look, you know I know what that feel like. You blessed. Woo, keep it up. Stay strong. He tapped in. A couple of dudes tapped in. So from that first incident, graduate from high school, I would just, you know, I was kind of keeping my head on the swivel. You feel me?
Sure.
But as I kept going, you know, I kind of bounced off and forgot about certain shit. Did me, and you know what I mean? Yeah. Happened again. But you got to slow down. So I'm slow right now. I'm bickering it. Hold up.
Nah, yeah, for sure. And I know, you know, sometimes you be posting like, hey, I'm headed to the Bay. And I know you work with a lot of artists in the Bay, you know, maybe Jay Stylin, G-Eazy, Filthy, Baby Gas. So is it safe to say that the Bay is your second home?
Yeah, for the most part, you see what I'm saying? The Bay, like, I don't know, like, it's a sense of ignorance, you see what I'm saying? So I'm an ignorant ass nigga. So yeah, that part. Period. RP Mac Dre, yeah. Jacka, you know what I mean? We going to fuck up. And I feel like really my second home is Vegas. You feel me? Because I'm just a gambling ass nigga. I got to flip my money.
Man. Hey, roulette, you can't keep us off.
Once I get the money, I'm going straight to the project. And I'm going straight to the ghetto. You see what I'm saying? I'm coming up north, that part.
Yeah.
You said you be gambling. What kind of gambling you be doing? You be doing the tables?
Little craps.
Oh, okay. Little light craps.
Yeah. They can whoop my ass, but, you know, I feel like shit. I lose it, make it back. shit, I'ma make it when I ain't expected. So, you know, it all come in, you know what I mean? Due time, but whatever.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Hey, but so back to the, you said 50 Cent reached out to you. So what's up with like a Many Man remix or something like that?
Oh, you know, 50 is 50, man. You know, he busy about whatever he's doing, whatever he's on. But, you know, I still irritate him. I'm going to tell you like that.
Yeah.
Tap in with a nigga, DM him. Nigga text him. Nigga, what's happening? You forgot about me, nigga, bitch. I don't give a fuck 6ix9ine out. Fuck you, mean. Just talk to me, nigga. You know me, nigga.
Even if it ain't the 50 feature, though, just getting you on maybe a sample of the Many Man song, that shit might go right there.
But no, I ain't going to give up. Me, I come from Compton. You see what I'm saying? Period. So I ain't going to give up. Oh, yeah. That nigga know what's up. I'm going to get sucked up by the Curtis. Just know that. Period.
Yeah, hey, for sure. All right. So, hey, speaking back on that note, though, you know, RIP Mac Dre. Mm-hmm. I know you got that song, Too Bracken for the Radio, a little remake of the Too Hard for the Radio. And you got the RIP Mac Dre tag.
Yeah,
you know, so how'd all that come together? You know, how big a part was Mac Dre a part of your life?
Me, Percy, bro, I gotta go back to the homie. My nigga named Meech. He out the 50s, out of L.A. He from Treble Crip. And, you know, I fuck with Lokes, you see what I'm saying? Even though I'm a Paru, like, I fuck with my Crips. So I've been hanging with him since I was damn near fresh out of high school, you see what I'm saying? Talk about, like, what? Nigga 07, you see what I'm saying? Like, 08, fuck with this nigga, right? And he banging Keep the Sneak, I feed my bitch up, nothing but gaming. I'm like, who is this? What's going on with this? Oh, like, what's this?
Yeah.
And he just turned me out. And from there, it was just Bay Area this, Bay Area that. And shit, shot the meat, you see what I'm saying? And I kept listening to Mac. I kept listening to him. Nigga, I'm talking about Doobie. I'm talking about nigga Mac Maul. Nigga, all these niggas Keep the Sneak. And I'm like, what? They killed him? Fuck that. I had to go do the tag. So that's how that shit came about. Just listen to the nigga getting a whiff of the nigga the ism. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah. No, I definitely remember back then, too. Like, when Mac Dre had died, I think that day. I was in high school also. And I remember people crying and everything. Like, that shit was, like, a real big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, because at the end of the day, you got to think, nigga, like, around that time, that's a legend. Like, even the homie Nip, that's a legend. So, niggas share tears for a nigga that's on that level because you look for him to keep giving you that music that's going to get you day to day. You see what I'm saying? And now we don't hear no new music from him. We can't get no new track. Nothing gonna drop new, like it is crazy. So, yeah, you see a tear for a real nigga, you see what I'm saying, when it's due.
Nah, yeah, Nip definitely, you know, every time I listen to his music, it makes me want to go get some money, you know what I mean? So, to not get anything new from him, you know, I'm still playing the old stuff, you know, I'm constantly, but you know, not get no new game from him, no new
that part because we didn't heard it before already, you see what I'm saying, we keep banging it, but for the most part. That nigga Mac told a nigga out of Pippa Bitch, go get that dope.
Yeah,
that nigga Nipsey gonna tell you, nigga, keep it real, nigga. Be solid about yourself. Know who you are as a person. Know you. Just know yourself and shit. With them two, them legends. So I'm gonna give it up, period.
Sure. Definitely. And then taking a little bit, you know, farther than the Bay, you know, you got a couple songs with Mozzie also from Sacramento. So how'd y'all link up?
I feel like I was the first one to come from like Southern California with the whole like Mozzie Slim shit. Okay. So it's Stu Nano from Livewire and my manager, Mud Delamere. Between Nano and Mud, they connect the dots. Like, hey, look, that nigga about to pop, Slim out here, hot as ice out here in Southern California. Let's get them two gangsta ass niggas. They B dogs, right? Get them two niggas on some shit. We gonna go up and, nigga, we did that.
Okay, made the connection happen. What was the first slap that y'all made?
Huh?
What was the first slap that y'all made?
That was
Hit and Run. Okay.
Yep, me, him, and Jay Stylin.
Okay. So you had the live wire in there too.
Hell yeah, and. And mechanics on the beats, hell yeah.
Okay, knocker.
All right, and I know you just mentioned, you know, hot as ice, so let's talk about it. The ice water, you know, I see it's not just one item, you know, it's many brands, it's a whole brand. So tell us about it. What's ice water? Where can we find it? You know, what's going on? How did that come about? Where's Ice Water come from?
Shit, we going up, man. I'm going to tell you like this, man. First of all, you get high, catching the cannabis. You see what I'm saying? We going the fuck up.
Third.
Shit. We doing music, signing certain artists from different regions. That's on their shit up and coming. That's going to bring this different things that I don't come with to the table. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I've seen Desert Baby was on your album. He's signed to Ice Water Records, right?
Say that again?
Desert Baby from...
Yeah. That's my boy. I feel like he about to be the next that's about to just pop it off. You feel me? So I'm about to just set this Ice Water Army tape off. Ice Water the Army. Drop that tape. Yeah, I know who these people is. Yeah, I done heard their voices. You see what I'm saying? You done heard how they spit, where they come from. You done heard their story. Now we gonna get deeper into them. And shit, besides that, we got the clothes popping. You feel me? New collection company. Going to fuck up.
When can we expect the Ice Water mixtape?
The who?
The Ice Water mixtape.
I want to say August 15th.
Okay.
All right. For sure. Yeah, with the Ice Water Army.
We'll put that on the PierceSlapShow.com too for everybody watching, for them to check it out too.
Yeah.
Yep. And for anyone right now who's tuned in, if you ain't heard Slim's new album yet, it's front page, thepierceslapshow.com.
Yeah. Check it out.
Tap in and you're going to get to his new album. All right. So, you know, let's jump straight into it. So, you know, June 2019, you know, you was hit 9 times. You got revived multiple times. Lost hearing in one of your ears. I mean, major. You know, you want to tell us a little bit about that, or is there any improvements made on your hearing? Have you got any back yet?
I'm gonna say like this: it's about to be a year, so I want to say probably like 8 months, 9 months ago. For example, I used to go and like turn it in for a night. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what black people do. Like as a young nigga, you hit the streets all day. You're like, I'm about to go and turn it in. Yes. So I turned it in. You see what I'm saying? And I always gotta have my TV at like volume 70. Like, what? That nigga deaf.
Yeah.
Duh, boy, yeah, you are. So as months start to go, weeks and all them days passing, shit, I'm on like volume like 34 now. Like 30 now. Can hear cool. So it's a blessing. I feel like it's coming back slowly for surely, but the shit still hurt from time to time. I still feel the pressure. Like it's a knot, but I'm feeling the most part like it's coming back. Like I don't have to have my volume to the high. You know what I mean? That shit could be kind of in the mid a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, like you said though, you know, it's just, the hearing might be a little gone, but at least you're here with us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, and I'm act the ass. So whoever the fuck wanna say whatever about me, nigga, it's what it is. Hold up, bye.
Hell yeah. All right. So you know. That happens, and you know, you're recovering, you're laid up in the hospital and all that, and finally recovered enough to just check your phone and shit, and then your hospital address gets linked online.
See your location leaked.
Yeah.
I mean, for your like immediate family, I know you said when you was hit, you was thinking about your daughter and things like that. So were you telling them, like, once your address got leaked, like maybe stay away, or were you keeping them a little closer, or what's going on?
If you start out with the family, bro, like, my cell phone, that shit was like in my car still somewhere. Like I ain't have no sense of like phone, nothing. So
yeah.
If I wasn't using my mama phone or talking to my homies, it wasn't nothing to be said. So my family gonna come visit how they gonna visit. My thing is, if you niggas is on that type of level, like what y'all doing it for? So I was never gonna aware my people about the negativity that I'm hearing and going on. But I'm spooked, cause like it's when you down, you already down. They could just double back and come get you, whatever. So I was just aware of what's going on. Spoke on it to certain homies and it shit. You see me right now. I'm out. I'm moving, so I'm good. But yeah, it was a cold little moment, man. Like it ain't a good feeling. Period.
Yeah, but
and shout out to No Jumper.
Hey, hey, for real. Hey.
But no, that's my boy, though. That's my boy, though. We had a long talk, and that's my guy. I swear to God. So I don't want this little interview to go another way. It's just...
No.
Yeah, no, like, me and him talk. He ain't knowing. He just thinking like, hey, y'all his fans, go see him. But I'm from the streets, and when you dealing with a street guy, you can't do them type of things.
We definitely tuned in, and I saw you tap in with him. It was all you know, he got the pass and everything.
Yeah, after the shit, I got out, went to his shit, all that. So we good, but it just, more of the story. It went kind of sour. It could have been worse, but the Lord got a nigga back, you hear me?
Yeah, and now he know. Now he know not to do that.
That part.
Yeah, so, you know, me and the Goer here, we did a full episode, a 40-minute episode on just you and your last album, the Shake Back album. You know, so we didn't just listen to it, you know, we studied it in and out and everything. And, you know, my main takeaway from it is that, you know, you're back now, you're never back like you never left. You know, the only thing is now you might have lost a little bit of trust in some folks, but you're still with the shit. You know, that's what I got from it, you know, like songs like, Who Hating, like, you know, people looking at me, I'm wondering who hating, you know, things like that. So, you know, would you say that album is your best work so far?
Or shit, even Shake Back, the single right after, shit was slapping too.
I feel like, to be real, hell yeah. Like, as you go and you conquer, like, you witness, like, your weakest, the coolest, and your highest.
Yeah.
And I feel I'm kind of at my highest and about to reach that peak to where it's about to, like, drift over and take over. So I'm just believing in the Lord, bro, keeping it pushing. You see what I'm saying? Still doing me out here in these streets, period. It's the West Coast. It ain't nothing going to be nothing else, period. It's what it is. But you got this, you know, you got to be safe. You see what I'm saying? Watch your back. You know what I mean? And prayed up, period. And go for what the fuck you know to go for. And that's the world, Craig. I'm going for the world. I'm conquering. Real shit. I'm talking about movies. Nigga. Most songs. I got to come with that hit, though. So that's what's on my mind for sure.
What song
was it? That movies. Period.
Yeah.
What song was you feeling the most off your album?
I feel like One by One.
That first one?
Okay.
I feel like Never Been a Whole Nigga.
Dang.
And shit. She want it. Bitch, you want me. Bitch, I know you want me. Bye.
She want it all.
Yep.
That part.
Hey, and then right after that, you know, you dropped the Shake Back movie. I mean, you know, can we expect to see a part two or maybe more Slim 400 acting roles?
In the sense of a part two, you can't get a part two when that was life. You see what I'm saying? That was a real script right there. So if I'm living, I'm living.
Was that the motive behind it, to kind of let the folks know what happened with it? Or?
Yeah, it was just showing y'all how I was moving that day and how that shit just transpired. You feel me?
Yep.
Now, I'm about to be on some other shit.
We need that part two success story, that journey to the top.
Hey, man, look, so if that's how you want to put it, we can do it like that.
Yeah, we need that. We need that journey to the top.
Yeah, I got you. See, you like with the part two at?
Yeah.
You want to see me in these streets? I don't know, niggas, huh? Hold up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? More like, you know, a lot of people when they locked into the, they want to be, so the part one, stupid entertaining. That shit was real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
especially for people trying to see what happened.
Yeah, people who really tuned in to Slim 400 want to know what happened. Yeah. So, you know, I'm saying a part two, I'm just saying, would be more like, you know, what happened after you left the hospital, you know, shit like that. Obviously, you shook back, you know, damn, you damn near all the way recovered.
Hey, look, if I was to say anything, everything that I've been getting y'all right now since my album and came and rolled out.
Yeah.
I was summing up within that movie, which y'all see right now and how it's popping right now. That'd be the part two, but I don't want to base that on no part two. It's like, y'all, I'm already giving y'all that. You see what I'm saying? You already got it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm about to come with some whole new shit. I made it at the hospital. It's over. I'm going through some whole new shit, period.
I feel it. So as far as your acting, though, you know, can we see you in some roles, maybe in some shows, some movies, something like that, something you're pursuing?
Yeah, Mike Epps just hit me the other day.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. All right. That dude funny as fuck. I'm trying to tell him the DM, like, hey, like, hold up now. Let me get my lawyer on the phone.
Hey, that'd be dope. That last Friday, they need you on that last Friday.
Shit, I'm more about the next Friday than the one after that one. Shit, what's going on with Sunday?
What's going on with Sunday? Bruh. All right. I heard that, though, for sure.
We're going to go up, though.
Y'all better go to that stage and tell him tap in with Slim Foe, make it official.
No, for real. Man, put my dude on. My dude Slim.
That part.
Yeah, so back to the music thing. I know quarantine kind of shut things down a little bit, but you know, so Ludacris and Snoop Dogg got a song called "Hoes in My Room," right? And in that song, they're talking about every time they get off stage, there's some ugly hoes backstage waiting for them. So you got anything ever happened to you like that? You got some stories like that?
Oh no, man! I just keep it business, man.
Okay, hit the stage and get up.
Man, stop playing with me, man. You better stop playing with me, man. You know it's ugly bitches, bucket bitches, all these bitches. Not for real, but nah, you gotta just know what it is, bro. All of them gonna be there. Whether they pretty, cute, sadiddy, spiteful, whatever it's gonna be, them they're there. It's just what you gonna do, how you gonna play it. So me, I be scared out in these streets, dog. I'm a real nigga in these streets and these bitches would let it get a nigga. So knock on wood, I play them to the left, keep it pushing, going good to my car. I got my bag already, I'm gone.
Hell yeah.
Strictly business.
All right. So I ain't going to get too much into it, but I got to ask. Tekashi Snitch 9? All right, he's out now.
Boy, say his name again.
Tekashi Snitch 9.
Snitch 9.
I thought it was 6ix9ine.
Nah.
He changed that.
Okay, hold up. Tell me you know something then.
All right, so, you know, from this point forward, he'll never be more than an internet gangster. Like, literally, nothing more than an internet gangster. He ain't in these streets ever. It's not going to happen.
Hell nah. Well, shit, at least for some folks is accepting this shit like he just a real dude out here again.
Yeah.
Hey, look, so I'm going to stop it like this. So we're going to go to the next question. Look at his history. Look at his resume. Look at his rollout. Everything. Yeah. I'm the nigga from Bompin' Pyro, L.A., California, that gave him his L. He never walked in a Heart building. He never hit the stage with nobody he supposed to hit the stage with. He really? Never performed. He never showed his face in the building. Next question.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
Straight up, exactly how I said it, man. The point is, he did not get in the building.
Yeah.
Period.
Now, yeah, we definitely touched on that in our last episode. All right, so another subject, you know, you've been homies with YG since before the rap, before the fame, all that shit. You know, y'all came up together. You know, I seen you in all his videos. He was in your videos on the music together, everything and that. I know y'all still cool and all that, but, you know, has the relationship changed at all? Because y'all, I ain't seen y'all collabing too much lately. Y'all ain't in each other's albums, the music, the videos.
I'm going to say it like this. So me and my bro had a talk. And I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, you know I'm ready. And the nigga told me, hey, man, we all on bosses. You feel me?
Yeah.
So by that being said, I made my way.
Okay.
You feel me? Make your way.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever you need, whatever you want, holler at me. So nah. I created Ice Water. I'm on my tip of mud dollars, and that's what we doing. Until I need and want, I'ma holler. Until then, we on. And blood got my back. That's my brother. And I swear to God, I got my brother back. Next question.
Yes, sir. No, I definitely feel that.
Anything in the works, though? Or y'all working on some? Or not even?
Boy, you going to get it out of, nigga.
I'm mad.
I love Chipotle. No, that's good, though. Yeah, you already know. I swear. Look. We gonna have something for y'all niggas just because y'all keep saying this type shit. You hear me?
Need that. Need
watch
that.
That.
Need that.
Nah, for sure. All right, so, you know, you work with a lot of producers and everything like that. So for anybody who got some slaps right now, maybe they're not that famous, they don't know how to reach out to you, how can someone get one of their beats to you?
Shit, muddollars@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right, make sure y'all listen. muddollars@gmail.com, all right?
Send them. Slaps only, though. Slaps only.
Yeah, slaps on deck. Hell the yeah. other shit, it gets frisbee.
Yep, and I see you, you know, you tuned in with everybody. I see you as a, you know, offering that deal not too long ago, 12 bars for the low. I mean, I hope everyone's
like, happy. You got to think, bro, like, we all in the house. We Hell losing yeah. our mind. Even yep. though the world is kind of shut down, don't let your mind get shut down. That's your soul. Nigga, uplift your spirit and get out here because you want to be a rapper. Because you want to be a producer. Nigga, slide me that new beat. I'm going to jump on it. Hey, you want some bars? I'm going to do that for 400. I'm going to give you 12 bars. And I kept that shit lit for 3 weeks until I dropped my album. And bitch, who do you love?
Grind don't stop. Grind don't stop.
Yes, sir.
You know, you started gaining attention and traction in the game, you know what I'm saying, with the two hits from Word is Bond and City Mad. When did you feel like it started changing for you?
I ain't gonna lie, Word is Bond.
Word is Bond?
Like, when Word is Bond came in, then the album dropped, we all hit tour. Shit, once you on the road, you on the road.
That's it.
Shit, city to city, they love you, they know you. Okay. Hey, picture, let me get a picture, let me get a picture. It's on from there, period.
And he wasn't
in the fuck down a Trump tour. In the fuck down a Trump tour. It really just went off. So yeah. That part.
I know that video was in Japan, so y'all wasn't just on the road. Y'all was on the plane, man. Y'all was out there.
Yeah, it was Hashitashi.
Okay, you learned the lingo. Where's the lingo?
Huh? No, I ain't gonna lie. Niggas had low riders out that bitch like we was on Crenshaw. It felt like I was on Crenshaw in LA. Low riders. Bad
that lowrider culture out there is similar to
Atlanta,
right?
Huh?
That lowrider culture out there is just like
hell yeah, it's sick. It's just like our shit.
Yep, it's just
like they stuff. It's like they shipping shit over there to them.
Hey, I swear.
To look like they on Crenshaw. So I felt like I was at home. Then you got a couple of girls with y'all too? Oh yeah, it's over. The video gonna be awesome. my word is Bond. Hold up.
Hey,
hell yeah!
Hey, for real. Now, yeah, but definitely. Even aside from the collabs, you know, all your solos are going crazy. All everything you got, you know, your solo songs, they blowing up on YouTube. I mean, that's where I could check the numbers. I'm sure everywhere else they blowing up too. But I mean, you know, they blowing up. So, you know, it ain't like you need anyone else. You yourself, you're doing your damn thing. You know what I mean? Ice water. It is what it is. That's the next move right there.
Like the cold thing about it though, not to cut y'all off, but like, yeah, I'm blowing up. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm doing that. But like, that nigga ain't a certain nigga without a team. You see what I'm saying? Without a structure. You see what I'm saying? Like you need a homie or two to tell you right from wrong. You see what I'm saying? You need another homie that's gonna really just have them beats for you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna really need another homie that's gonna really go in and just talk to them people. Within all them people that you around, that you associate yourself with, that's your team. And once you got that team and that formula, now you killing them. I'm killing them. Me and Mud, we killing them, but we building. You see what I'm saying? We ain't there yet. I love it how y'all talking, but it's going to be more of this ice water or me shit because you going to love me, period.
Yeah. I mean, you just like the way, you know, the Pusha Zinc, the YG, you know, they was that for you. I mean, to push you on, you that dude for them. You know what I mean? For the Ice Water Army, that you that dude.
And shit, somewhere yeah. that is lying, whoever I done brung to this table, if they're going to be the ones that's going to stand out, they going to be that one.
Yeah, nah, definitely. You know, you got to, you know, respect the person that puts you on and they're going to respect the person that put them on and just going to keep going. You know, everything going to keep growing. Everything going to blow up for sure.
Yeah.
Where can the folks find some ice water gear?
Shit,
We're working
on getting the site back up. We're going to get the site back up, B.
Okay.
And we're going to post that link on my bio and then you can just tap that bitch. I like you. You the one that's going to hit me with all the shits. I got you. Yep, that part. Hold up.
yeah, definitely.
But no, really, like next week though. Check for me, like next week. Real shit.
Oh yeah.
Next week, hit my bio, and you're gonna see some new shit, nigga. Sign, seal, deliver.
Yep.
Straight up.
Oh. And then I mean, aside from the, you know, you got the clothing ice water, you got the record label ice water, but you also in the cannabis game, right? With the ice water.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we got. Hey, look, man, check this out, man.
What you doing with that?
Yeah, I'm about to show you this, boss.
Cabby cum. You got the pre rolls, okay?
You see what I'm saying, cabby cum?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where they got those at?
Shit.
Herbarium. Yeah, a few stores.
And what's this right here, Larry? The lift cabby.
Little cabby.
The low cabby. Yeah. It's a little boy. You I don't know where it's at. Nah, the little lit cabby.
The cabby cone, okay.
Yeah, go on their website.
Have to check it out.
Caviar Go. You see what I'm saying? I got the flower. I got the flower.
Got it on.
You see what I'm saying? The turp bud.
Turp bud, okay.
Nice. Come on. You see it?
Yeah.
So today I'm out here rapping. And I'm trapping. Hold up.
Hey, you got it.
For real.
Anywhere there's money to be made, we got to be locked in. You know what I'm saying? So, I respect the hustle for sure.
Need all the income.
Everywhere.
That part.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, like I said, for those who ain't heard the album, Slim 400, you can find it on the PierceSlapShow.com. Front page right there. We got your videos on there, everything. So, everyone's locked in with you. Appreciate you locking in with us, tapping in.
Appreciate you.
You know, hopefully next album drops or when that mixtape drops, we're gonna lock back in and we'll get you back in for another live.
Yeah, y'all gotta distance yourself.
Yeah, I know, man. We're with it. There you go, right there.
Hey, look. To be real though, on some on some internet shit, the YouTube shit, fuck with the nigga Vivo. You see what I'm saying? My Vivo channel is going up. That's where I put all my new shit. All my new shit coming from me is straight on my channel.
Okay.
Yep.
Slim 400 block.
Vivo?
Nah, yep. I got you on my
Slim 400. Slim 400 Vivo.
Yep, it's locked in to your Vivo. So anyone that tunes into us, they're going to lock into you, and it's going to count as your views and going to get you some money.
Hey, but y'all do y'all shit, man. I ain't going to lie. Hey, look, your boy over here. That's my mans. I like it. Thank you.
It's all bread.
Yes, sir. It's all
good. Yep, y'all turn up. God bless. Thank y'all for having me. All
right, well,
I appreciate you.
Hey, bitch, guess what? Out to the house. Bye.
Hold up.
And that's a wrap. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to our live IG with Slim 400.
Ice water.
Building. You know what I mean? Took the time, gave us the opportunity to interview him, ask him some questions about his uprising and his hip-hop career, and you know what I'm saying, a couple of events that he went through. So shout out to Slim 400 for that. Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Again, if y'all trying to watch our future IG lives, go ahead and give us a follow at the Pure Slap Show. Follow myself at Slap Show Goer and my co-host
at Slap Show Signs. Hit that follow button.
Tap in.
Yes, sir. And if you want to watch that interview, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search The Pure Slap Show on YouTube and you're going to come right up. Hit that subscribe button.
Subscribe, comment, all that. Let us know what you think.
Yes, sir. And we out.
Gone. Cheers.